Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County dispatchers Amy Cleveland and Paula Martinson about their response to the officer-involved shooting that occurred on October 17th in Stewart.
How far into your shift were you that night when the deputies were going to assist Stewart Police? I mean, as far as how long that overnight shift is.
Well, we were on for a midnight shift, and it was 8:30 or 9 o'clock probably when they left here, but then it was 10:42 or 10:43 when radio traffic came out that there had been shots fired.
When that happened, what is the next steps for you two? You know, what you have to do in that moment, calling for, you know, assisting agencies and whatnot.
Amy called fire and rescue, got them headed that way. I got on the phone and called Marty and Jeremy and started calling other agencies like Des Moines State, get on a channel where multiple agencies can hear us at the same time to start getting other officers there to assist.
And then as soon as I completed the initial page to Stewart Fire and Rescue, I started dialing Mercy for helicopters to come out.
What was it like responding to a call like that? Has something like that really been an experience that either of you've, you know, dealt with before?
Pure panic.
It's panic. These guys are our family. You know, we're both of an age where we could be their moms.
Yeah. Just pure panic because you don't know. You don't know what's going on. You know that there's two officers down. We didn't know what the extent of the injuries were. We didn't know which officers it was at the time. And your only thought is get them out.
And then I'm sure it was all hands on deck, getting all the calls, all the agencies, and then handling business as usual when it comes to being in dispatch. Who was it that came in and was also working in dispatch that night?
All of us. Chuck, Trish, and then Denise came in at midnight, so.
She came early.
Yeah, she came early.
And so, yeah, all five of us were here.
And then we just kind of designated. Amy would handle any calls that were coming in from officers. I would take fire and rescue, and Trish was answering the
telephone.
And then as soon as Chuck knew that everything was starting to settle down, he left and went to the hospital to be with the officers. So,
and what was it like having to divide your brain, in a sense, your duties from, you know, handling this shots fired incident to, you know, receiving calls for anything else happening that night?
Thankfully, we didn't have any other calls right at that particular time. I think the first one came in a little after midnight that we would have possibly needed somebody else for, and we just had to rely on another county to send someone for that. So
yeah, because we didn't have anybody left. Yeah. Either all of our guys, you know, we had three injured, and everybody else either went to the hospital with them or they were still on scene with DCI and Stewart. Jefferson, Greene County, they sent two of their officers. In fact, one was their sheriff and another deputy. And they came to our county to handle our county for us for the rest of the night so that we would have coverage.
How's it been coming back to work after that incident?
It's nerve-wracking.
It's tough, yeah. Especially if you have to send somebody to that apartment complex. Mm-hmm. That's what bothers me the most. I've had to send the ambulance there, and I had to send Stewart Police there again yesterday. Not to that same, but even just to send somebody over there, just it really bothers me.
What's the atmosphere been like with the rest of the staff and community feedback for you all?
Everybody's been very supportive. We've had a lot of cards and phone calls and messages, you know, here at the office. And I know we've been in contact with the guys pretty much every day, try to be there for them.
What was the purpose of yesterday's debriefing and what was that like?
Just to get everybody together and let everybody express their feelings from, you know, how they were feeling about it, what our role was in it, and just kind of get together and just support each other. You know, we cried together, we laughed together, you know, there was a lot of hugs. You already know that it's real, and I think it's just a way to help us all try to heal because, you know, you never want to, we've said it time and time again, we never want to be the dispatcher sitting in that chair when that call comes. And there's been three of us that have had officer-involved shooting calls now, and it's terrible.
Well, and I'm just so thankful that there was two of us here night.
Because it's usually one dispatcher, and there's no way that one dispatcher could have handled that.
How does it feel moving forward now from this incident for both of you?
I think we're going to be scared to death every time they leave the building.
It's going to be a while before you are not scared when they leave.
I mean, even before, you know, when they'd leave, you'd be like, okay, be careful. I mean, that's always, I think that's just the mother in you.
Yeah.
You know, and like Amy said, you know, these guys are young enough to be our kids. And my son is a reserve too. And so it scares you to death. And now it's going to be even more, you know, it's more frightening now to think of sending them on a domestic call or going to do a search warrant. Or
you get a report of people being in somebody's house.
And, yeah, it's, I don't know.
You know, with the drug issues that we have, you never know what kind of frame of mind these people that they encounter are going to be in. So, I mean, it's just...
The world's just scary anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to working in dispatch, how do you, you know, each come every day despite a shooter incident? How do you maintain that sort of composure and the ability to multitask and to be able to, you know, assist any sort of emergency situation?
It's our job.
Yeah. I mean, it's our job, and
you have to make yourself numb. I mean, really.
Well, and the other thing is, yes, you know, we did have offers of, you know, is there something, you know, another agency, can we send, you know, send a dispatcher out to help you or whatever? And that's all well and good, but they don't know our system and they don't know our guys and they don't care about them like we do.
And they don't know our county.
Yeah, and they don't know our county. And so it's kind of like being a mom, you know, when your kid throws up all over you.
Yeah, you clean it up.
I don't really like cleaning that up, yeah. But nobody else is going to do it. And so you just sit back in the chair and keep going. And if you got to turn around and cry, you turn around and cry. And then you turn back around in the chair and answer them on the radio.
The debriefing and working through, whether it's, you know, stress, anxiety, or emotional stuff, I mean, does the DPS plan on returning at any point? Or do you guys kind of try to come up with ways in order to recuperate from something like this?
I don't think that there's necessarily any plan that I'm aware of for them to come back.
No, they handed some paperwork, and if we wanted to
call,
we could.
They gave us some resources, yeah. But
I mean, we all support each other.
You know, when we say don't hesitate to call if you need something, and that means, you know, if one of the guys is up scrolling Facebook because they can't sleep because they keep replaying stuff in their head, mm-hmm. and it's 2:00 in the morning and you need somebody to talk to, call me, text me. Same, you know, back and forth for us, and they've said the same to us. You know, it's just trying to figure out what works for the moment, one foot in front of the other.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie County dispatchers Amy Cleveland and Paula Martinson about their response to the officer-involved shooting that occurred on October 17th in Stewart. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.